Hi, my name is Miao Zhang. I am a program manager from the Azure API Management team. Today, I'm going to show you how to integrate Azure API Management with Azure Event Hubs.
We talk to our customers all the time, and many of them has asked if we can provide a functionality for them to send custom events from the API Management Gateway for scenarios like customer analytics, error logging, and audit trails. With this new feature, you are able to send events from the gateway to Azure Event Hubs, which is a cloud-based event ingester that can process millions of events per second. The events can be in any format, JSON, XML, or CSV. Once the data is in Event Hubs, you can do a lot of things with that. So in this demo, I will show you how to use Azure Stream Analytics to process data from Event Hub, and then push the output to Power BI to build a custom dashboard. But why stop there? You can also push the data into a SQL database and use Azure Machine Learning to analyze your data, or you can use HD Insight to process your data.
To use this feature, you will first need to create a new Event Hub. I'm now in the Azure Management Portal. To create a new Event Hub, I just go to Service Bus and click New, pick Event Hub. Let's do a quick create. I'll call it My Event Hub Demo. And I will pick a namespace that's already been created. If you do not have a Service Bus namespace, you will need to create a new namespace first. Okay, so my Event Hub has now been created. So to use this Event Hub, we need to create two new policies. First, let's create sending policy so that a client can send events into this Event Hub. Let's give it send permission. Let's also create a receiving policy and give it listen permission. And let's click save. Okay, so now my Event Hub is ready to be used. Okay, so now we have already created a new Event Hub. The next step is to provide the information about this Event Hub to your API management instance, so your proxy server knows how to publish event to this Event Hub. To do that, we will be using the API Management API to create a new so-called logger, which is a new concept in our product. Basically, a logger is something that the proxy server can publish events to. To create a new logger, so this is the endpoint of the REST API, and let's create a new logger and give it an ID. Let's call it 123, which will be referenced later when we configure a policy to send events to this logger. In the header, the content type will be application JSON. The authorization header will be the key to use my management API. So in the body here, which is a JSON document, there are a few fields. First is the type. So Azure Event Hub is the only type we support right now. And in the description field, you can provide a description that helps you to remember what this logger is used for. And in the credentials field, there are two things we need to fill out. The first is the name of the Event Hub. So if you still remember, the name of my Event Hub is called My Event Hub Demo. And as for the connection string, you can find it in your Event Hub dashboard page and click connection information. So we will be using the connection string for the sending policy that we just created earlier and copy it here. And now if I click send, the logger has now been created in my API management instance. Okay, we are almost there. The final step here is just to create policies in your API management instance to send whatever event you want to send to your Event Hub. So I'm in my API management instance. Let's go to policies. And I want to set a policy on the Echo API. Okay, add a policy. So I want to record every single request that comes into my proxy. So in the inbound section, let's pick the new log to Event Hub policy. And let's provide the logger ID, which is, if you still remember, it's 123. Which is my new logger. And as for the content of custom events, you can use expressions to provide any freeform strings. So I'm using a comma delimited string, which has the datetime and the service name of my API management instance, the request ID, and the IP address associated with the request, and the operation that's being called. All right, so let's click Save, and go ahead and make some API calls. So let's head to the developer portal, go to APIs. Let's use the Echo API. And let's call the get operation. Try it. Okay, I'm just gonna send a few. Oh, oops, let me pick the right subscription key. And I'm just gonna send some API traffic. Okay, so now we have already made a dozen of API calls into my API management instance. So we expect that the Event Hub has received a dozen of events. So what I'm going to do next is that I'm going to run an Event Hub listener which pulls data from my Event Hub and see if we can get any data from there. So actually, my listener has already been running in the background. And as you can see, we have got all the events about the request we just made. In the message, we see the timestamp, the service name of my API management instance, the request ID, the IP address, and finally, the name of the operation that I just called. And from here, you can process these events in whatever way you want. For example, you can create an Azure Stream Analytics instance to process incoming events in real time and push the data into Power BI to visualize your events. For example, I have already created a Power BI dashboard which shows the number of API calls per second in real time.
Here is another example showing more data such as number of responses by status code, number of API calls by different APIs, by operations, or by IP addresses. These are just examples. Once you have your data in Event Hubs, you can do a lot of things with that. For example, you can feed your data into a machine learning algorithm. You can build a custom analytics dashboard. You can simply keep a record of each single request for audit purposes, or you can build a notification system to alert you when something is wrong.
I hope this video is helpful to you. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or to the team. Thank you. Until next time.